It's Monday, June 29th, 2015. Thanks for tuning into The Sounds in My Head.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. Give it up. Slam it, jam it to the bumper. My name's Daniel.
I mean somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Lovely beginning to this here episode of the show. That was Widow's Peak from right here in Brooklyn, New York. That's right, they've got a new album coming out soon. It's called All Yours, and that was the title track from it, All Yours. It's also the first track on the record and a pretty darn good song. So if you like Widow's Peak like I do, and you like that song that I just played, definitely gonna want to pick up the new record when it comes out, as I will be doing, and Well, you know, we'll see what else is on there. I think it's going to be a good one. Got high hopes. Speaking of things from New York that are good, how about Juan Waters? That's right, the guy from Queens. I think he's originally from Uruguay, right? I'm pretty sure. Anyway, he's got a new record. It's called Who Me? And it's great, as of course you expect, because his last record was so good. And we're going to play three songs from it right now, because they're all short. They're all like 2 minutes, 15 seconds, you know, that kind of thing. So we're going to hear three tracks, all very great. First, Todo Termino, then Woodside Queens, and then Grey Matter, all super great songs from this new Who Me record by Juan Waters. So without further ado, here we go. Juan Waters with Todo Termino, Woodside Queens, and Grey Matter. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head. Because out there in Queens
Yes, what a week, huh? The Confederate flags are coming down and the rainbow flags are going up. But yes, the Supreme Court did it today. They said marriage equality is the law of the land in all 50 states. The definition of marriage has officially shifted now from strictly between a man and a woman to any two people who want to get fat together. Of course, the Republican candidates for president are all against this, but they took the news with grace and goodwill. I'm joking, of course. They all went completely apeshit and said crazy things. We will not honor any decision, Rick Santorum said, which will force us to violate our clear biblical understanding. Mike Huckabee said the Supreme Court can't overrule God. Bobby Jindal said this ruling paves the way for an all-out assault on religious freedoms of Christians. Fellas, you do realize this is not mandatory, don't you? Okay, you don't have to have sex with another man. It's just an option now. Okay, I just wanted to make that clear. They're such drama queens. No, this was not an easy week to be a conservative in America. Not just Bristol Palin and gay marriage. Obamacare was confirmed by the Supreme Court. Republicans were like, if people can marry and raise children and be well, what's to become of family values? And the Confederate flag is coming down everywhere. I mean, Rush Limbaugh's like, boy, I guess I picked the wrong week to stop taking OxyContin, huh?
man, those songs were great. That's a band from Santiago, Chile. They're called The Holy Drug Couple, and pretty great stuff. I mean, I really like those two tracks we just heard. They're from an album called Moonlust. It's their new record. And the songs we heard were If I Could Find You, Eternity, and Concord. Both are really great. If you like those two tracks, though, definitely check out the album. It has a lot of stuff that sounds like that with a nice synth, kind of meets indie rock, kind of whatever sound that is. I really like it. Dig it a lot. The Holy Drug Couple. Pretty great band right there. Okay, up next we're going to hear a band from London, though you'd never know it to listen to them. They're called the Orchestre du Mont Pleasant. I don't know. It's all in French. Maybe it's French. I don't even know because this band is so crazy pants. It's just like it's all over the place. They're from London, but then all their music's in other languages and they use every kind of instrument from around the world and different genres. And like sometimes it sounds like, you know, Afro-funk, and other times it sounds like gypsy music, and then sometimes it sounds like it's from the Middle East, some sort of Arabic folk music, and then other times it sounds like Parisian cafe music. It is like totally bonkers, and I love it. And I gotta thank Fancy Butcher Press on Twitter for recommending this band. They said it sounds like my show, and boy howdy are they right. At least I hope they're right. It says good things about my show, I think. So anyway, we're gonna hear a couple songs. We're gonna hear Anna Miftar Galbic and La Cuisine Asiatique. And they're both from the album 2, which I guess is their second release. You're definitely gonna like this stuff if you like my show. Here we go, Orchestre du Mont Pleasant. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Aluwa bin Herman. Drag your finger down the long list, past the rows and thaws of van blanking shifts, hear the footsteps coming down the hall. Bronze and silver medals hung on the wall, and the punches thrown in the air, phantom punches if nobody's standing there. And the letter finally comes, unsealed envelope, and you've won. A thousand times before, it wasn't over. And though sometimes it seems there's no explanation, it's just because left hook, uppercut, if only for the night. Feel your feet lift up off of the pavement, above the two-story houses, you taking flight. It's time past. Live like Wallace and his women. She had champagne eyes for you to swim in. As dreamers do, I did believe the fate will be kind to my foolishness. Put the tape in the VCR, go to channel 3. You could be a champion. Left hook, uppercut.
There she was from across
dancing at the Blue Lagoon.
That was two songs in a row by a band from Santa Monica, California. They're called Cayucas, and they got a new record. It's called Dancing at the Blue Lagoon. We heard that song. That's the title track, Dancing at the Blue Lagoon. But before it, we heard Champion, both. Very good songs. Some of my favorites off of this new release, which is like so perfectly derivative that it's hard to love. It's like it is a perfect amalgam of things I like, and somehow the sum of it all is not quite as good as the parts or something. So it's like, you know, Vampire Weekend crossed with the Beach Boys meets whatever indie rock is popular right now. And it's great, and I like it, and I really like those songs, but it is somehow hard to love in a weird way. I don't know what that is, but pretty great. And if you like those two tracks, definitely want to pick up the whole thing, and you'll definitely like their first album as well. So, you know, Cayucas, pretty good band. Right there from California. Okay, up next, a new segment on the show. We're gonna do segments now. That's right. This is like, so what's happening in soundtracks or something? I don't know. I gotta come up with a better name for my segment. But I'm gonna do a reoccurring segment occasionally, like The Daily Show does, where they never reoccur. They have like their new segment. So my new segment's gonna be Soundtrack Corner. New soundtracks have come out that are interesting. You should look out for movies I've not seen, incidentally, but great soundtracks. So first, from London, Cat's Eyes, that's the name of the band, and they got a soundtrack for this new film called The Duke of Burgundy. And I gotta thank Noel, I mentioned in my previous show, who recommended this band as well, and it's really great. So Cat's Eyes with The Duke of Burgundy, great soundtrack, really cool, kind of reminds me of other past soundtracks, which maybe I'll get to when I do future installments of Soundtrack Corner here on the show. But anyway, we're gonna hear a couple of tracks from this here Duke of Burgundy soundtrack. First, title track, Duke of Burgundy. It's really great. It's even got some vocals. And then we're going to hear Carpenter Arrival, also very good. It's a great soundtrack. I like to listen to soundtracks when I'm working. I think that's true for a lot of people. So if you're the kind of person who's always looking for nice stuff to put on in the background and just have playing, then this new segment, Soundtrack Corner, it's going to be for you. And you're going to really like these two tracks right here. So Cat's Eyes with Duke of Burgundy and Carpenter Arrival. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head in Soundtrack Corner.
Bye.
Okay, that was two songs also from a soundtrack, because we are, of course, in Soundtrack Corner, as you know. From Paris, France, that was Demotic. That's a band I've played before on the show, but they've got this new release that's a soundtrack for a film. It's in French. Everything's in French, and I can't even begin to parse what any of it says, so I'm not going to try to read any of it, but it's fantastic. And if you liked what I just played, go to thesoundsofmyhead.com and look for links to where you can pick it up right now, and maybe eventually the film will come out in places where we can all see it or something. That'd be exciting. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show and Soundtrack Corner with the appropriate song from Air, also from Paris, France. Air, they did a soundtrack, you might recall, called The Virgin Suicides for a film called The Virgin Suicides. It's the 15th anniversary of the release of that soundtrack this year. So they've released a deluxe version of the thing as a box set. We are going to hear a live version of Playground Love, one of the most iconic songs from the soundtrack, recorded at KCRW LA Radio in January of 2000. It's wonderful, and I just had to put it on the show because any excuse to play favorite songs by Air, it's a pleasure for me. And it fit perfectly into Soundtrack Corner. So here we go, finishing up the show with Air and Playground Love live from 2000, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Cumbia del Chapul, Kul Alawan, Almanandine, and Vegetation. I don't know what I'm saying. All by the Orchestra del Mont Plaisant. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Seriously, do that. You can also leave reviews of the show on iTunes. I love it when people do that. You can email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. You can look for links to everything I talk about, including where to follow me on social media at thesoundsofmyhead.com. And we'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.